The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing every financial decision. Well, today I have with me George Amador III, one of our CFPs here in the office at Crystal Clear Finances. George, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again.
Well, I love when we have these discussions because there's so much going on in the office nowadays. And what I've noticed is over the past few weeks, boy, we have had a lot of individuals coming in and saying, I'm getting these packages, these incentives that are being given to me. And I thought, you know what? That would be a great radio program for us to discuss because I'm sure many of our listeners are hearing about, well, maybe this company is going to do it. I don't want to give any names out over the radio, but different places are putting together incentives to say, hey, can you leave? So what do you do when you have that possibility? Yeah. So let's kind of spend today's program talking about it. And I want to talk about the fact that we get the phone call. I'm thinking about my meeting that was just the other day where I got a phone call from an existing client who said, there's a rumor of a rumor that we're going to get this package that we can retire early, but I have no idea what I'm supposed to consider in this. Is this really good for me? So George, if someone gives you that call, what would you do?
Sure, absolutely. No, it's great. And I would definitely echo that 100%. I'm seeing a lot of that, a lot of meetings over the last even couple of weeks are just kind of, hey, I'm facing a package or I'm facing a decision. What do I do? And so for me, I think the biggest thing is really kind of connecting all the dots first and putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. And what I mean by that is when you first get a retirement package or a voluntary retirement, early termination, whatever you want to call it, right? You really have to first focus on what are the things that are being offered? What are the things that I already have? And how do I then take all of this and transition if this is the right time to do so?
Right.
Right. And so one of the biggest things that I talk to individuals about is we first have to connect the dots. We first have to see what in that package are you getting? Is there an incentive? Is there a payout? Are they increasing a retirement benefit? If you have a pension, are they sweetening the pot a little bit? Are you getting any sort of 401k contributions and then any sort of, you know, sick time paid out and that kind of stuff? So we kind of connect all of the dots first. Then the second component is then I put on my thinking cap and then say, okay, let's do this. Let's actually run the numbers. Let's project out what all of this looks like if you were to decide that now is time to go. And I find it interesting because we kind of have two buckets of people here where I would say the first bucket of individuals are people who didn't think about retiring yet at all and got the package and went, okay, maybe I should think about this.
Now what do I do?
And then the second bucket of people are the people who say, I wanted to retire, or I was getting pretty darn close to retiring, and now I have this, I really think I should do it. So there's a different approach to each, but I first think it's connect the dots, then let's talk about the numbers and really see what's a good starting point foundation.
Oh, I love that, because you're so right. There are individuals that this is catching them by surprise. I mean, here we are going through a pandemic, and yet they're getting this package, but if you kind of think it through, this does make sense, George, because there are a lot of companies that are, they've also been counting the costs. They've been running their numbers, and they said, it's going to be better for us if we can get as many people to leave, right? We'll pay them, and then we don't have to worry about their salaries going forward. And so there's, I think, as we've seen this past month, I think we're going to see it a lot coming up in the next few months. A lot of companies, George, they took that PPP loan, right, and said, hey, we agree, government, if you give us this money, we'll go ahead, we'll keep our employees paid, well, we won't fire anyone. Well, they've met the stipulation for it. So now all of a sudden it's like, okay, now we're going to let you go. So unfortunately, but during that time, they've been coming up with these packages. And that's what's being laid out to everyone. And if you are saying, well, I don't know if I've gotten a package. I know there are rumors of rumors. Not every company is doing it, but you would be notified. You would be either a package is going to come in the mail or you're going to be notified by your human resource department that, hey, we want to give you an incentive so that you can retire now. And maybe like you were saying, George, they weren't planning on retiring.
Sure.
Maybe they're going to go into another job. Maybe they're just saying, hey, you know what? I'm still young. I want to keep working. That doesn't mean they can't take the package. I just want to make sure listeners understand. You could be in your 50s. You could be whatever age it is. And they say, okay, here you go. You can, we'll run the numbers, see if what they're offering is good. And then you could go find a job doing something that you really love that you've wanted to all your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of different pieces to that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at the individual who says, and I kind of think about this, like usually it's kind of pre 65 years old, post 65 years old, because we all know 65 is the magic number for Medicare, right?
Right.
And so we kind of think about it that way too. And then Social Security is in the mix for 62 plus. So you have to really think about, okay, where is all of my income coming from? What am I going to do? Healthcare is a really big one.
Huge.
What's going to happen if the retirement package is offering any sort of retiree medical or any sort of stimulus for that? Or bonus there, that would sometimes help. But again, it really goes back to, if you're an individual who's been given one of these packages, and again, we've been having this come through the door quite frequently recently.
Enough to do a radio program about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly. So we have seen really the individual, I've seen both sides of the coin. The individual goes, I like my job, not anything that I, you know, was planning on leaving right now, but there's some good numbers here, and I think this makes sense. And so we really have to dive into each piece to the package, right? And talk about taxes, talk about Social Security, talk about Medicare, talk about income. All of that really matters in order to understand, yes, it may look good, but for the younger individual, for the person 50, 55 years old, who's not going to just stop working altogether, probably go to another job in the same career, you really have to think about, well, is something lined up, or can I get something lined up? Because after taxes and before Social Security hits, it can be a little expensive.
Well, and George, that's such a great point. I know one of the things that we do is we sit down with individuals and we literally put in the calculation so that they can see it. And we say, all right, well, if this is the amount of money that's coming in, and this is what you said your lifestyle is, this is what the budget is, how long is this money going to last? And individuals, it's been mixed. Some have looked at it and said, you know, I'm okay with that. That works out good. I see my money lasting until my early 90s. I'm okay with this. I'm going to take the step. And there are others who are looking at it and saying, I'm going to need another job between now and age 65.
Yep.
So being able to offer them those concrete numbers, or being able to see where that is, I really like that ability. One of the things that I want to do is I want to slow down a little bit and let's look at when a retirement package comes. There are some key areas. So one of them is they're going to deal with sick days or vacation days. And so a lot of times what we've seen is individuals, I think of the case just the other day, George, and their sick days are now being able to buy them health insurance during retirement. So that's an added plus for whether it's a school district that's offering it, whether it's a state, different things. That's a nice area. Also, there's a lot of times compensation for any unused vacation days that were out there. And then we've also seen some cases where individuals are giving severance packages. I know we have a lot of individuals in the airlines that are clients, and they're getting a severance package. They're getting their sick pay is being used towards health insurance, and then they're getting a check for their vacation day. Plus, they still have their 401k that we would roll over and talk to them about. So what other areas, and I do want to talk, maybe you can talk to the fact about all of this that adds up. What does that mean even on the tax level? Does that mean they're going to be taxed now? I know the answer, but let's let's share the secret.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's something that we first have to address, because when you look at the package or any sort of, let's start with that. If there's any sort of incentive pay or salary extension or sick pay paid out, any sort of payment of income to you, right? That is taxes, just like you get paid right now. You have taxes, except because this is done in a lump sum form of payment, there's specific withholdings that happen. So when you look specifically at any sort of payment, you first, you have really three levels of withholding. You have the federal tax, you have the state tax, and you have FICA taxes, which is Social Security and Medicare. So just briefly to go through some of the numbers, federal income tax withholding is 22%, right? So take whatever dollar amount you're getting offered and multiply that by 22%. The federal government's going to withhold 22% of that right there.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. Then we're going to do state of New York. The state of New York withholding on that is another 9.62%, so almost 10% to the state of New York. And then you have FICA taxes, which is Social Security and Medicare, that equals another 7.65%. So when you look at all of the numbers, right, 22 plus almost 10 plus almost 8, you're talking, you're maybe going to see 60% of that check that is paid to you. Now, I will just pause there for a moment. As I said, that's withholding. So for individuals who are maybe paying less than 22% federal and less than 9.62 to the state of New York, they are over withholding and you could possibly see a refund coming to you. But for individuals who are higher than the 22% federal or paying that 9.6% to the New York state, they may not be seeing something. So that right there is a huge talking point that we have to go over. When I sit down with a client, I say, listen, right off the bat, if it's 50,000, 80,000, 100,000, whatever that number is, we have to plan for about 60% of that that you may be able to see, and the other 40 going to some sort of tax withholding up front.
And George, that is so important because a lot of times individuals, if they're trying to calculate this on their own and say, is this a good package? They're like, oh, I'm going to get this severance check and I'm getting this over here and my vacation. And they're like super excited. They've already got it planned out how they're going to spend it. But I just want to say the government has planned out how they're going to spend it too.
That's right.
And so we've got to be able to take all these numbers in, get the facts on the table to say, okay, this is what they're really offering me. So we know with severance packages, they're going to, we have to deal with the tax issue if they're going to write them a check.
Yep.
We know there's different variations of somehow, sometimes they use the sick pay to apply it towards health insurance in the future. So there's a lot of different caveats.
Yeah.
I think, George, that's why it's so important that we sit down for every package. And here's the big thing is, people will come in and they'll say, oh, this is the package. My friend said this is a great deal. He's taking it. So here's the word of advice. Listen, just because your friend jumps off a bridge doesn't mean you should do it too.
That's true.
You want to make sure that the package that's being offered is right for you. Mm-hmm. And the deal is that many times we talk about everything as friends, right? We're buddies and we talk about things, but when it comes to finances, we don't really talk about it. And so there's an assumption that your friend or your coworker has the same type of financial situation you're in. Mm. So if they're doing it and it's right for them, well, gee, it must be right for me.
Yeah.
But George, we know how much it varies when we're sitting down with individuals. And I want to encourage our listeners today, listen, don't just take the money and run. Let's take a look at it and say, okay, what's the best way to take the money and run? And so let's just take a quick 60-second break. And George, when we come back, I want to talk about the other component because there's also 401ks that's involved. Where does that play in it? And then we didn't even touch the fact that there are some companies that are offering pensions. They're offering, hey, listen, we'll give a payout stream over the course of your life, but when you die, nobody else gets it. There's a lot of different options there that we love sitting down with individuals, helping them walk through it because it's all about providing confidence for every financial decision. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It is a pleasure to be here with you. I am joined by George Amador III, one of our CFPs here at Crystal Clear Finances. George, I'm always thrilled when you're here with me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's always fun.
Well, what we're talking about today, we're talking about money, we're talking about numbers. So, of course, we're having fun here. And hopefully, as listeners, you're hearing this program and realizing there are a lot of packages out there that companies are saying, you know what? during this time where everyone was focused on COVID, we were looking at our numbers and we were deciding, yeah, we can't keep you all here. And George, I think even as time goes on, we're going to see more of that as more and more businesses are saying, wait a minute, we need to cut back. The employees are going to be offered packages.
Yeah, for sure. And I just think about the economics and the economic impact of all of what's happening in the world today. It's not a shock at all that companies have to get a little more lean. And unfortunately, that does mean layoffs or early retirement packages and kind of shutting down some of their workforce, unfortunately. And so, you know, as we look at this, this is not an uncommon thing. And in the times we are in, it's, I think, even more common. We have seen this even in history where this happens when kind of economic downturns hit. And so when we look at all of these different factors, right, that come into just play on the economic side, the financial side, again, more and more people are coming in the office with, hey, I have this. I don't know what to do. We hear you on the radio. Let's chat.
Right. And what I love about it is we are literally able to take those numbers. We're able to show them. Here's, you know, a hypothetical illustration because nothing can be guaranteed. You know, past performance does not guarantee future performance. But what we can do is we can look at the numbers and helping an individual see, you know, I think about a client that I met with just the other day. So we have the package. This client was given a severance package, which was good. And then the sick pay is being used for health insurance. They got a check for the vacation, which if you listen to the beginning of the program, gee, you had talked about the fact that, okay, you're going to lose a lot of it. And they did. But what we were able to do is we were able to sit down, talk to them about how the 401k needs to be addressed. And then we were talking to them about their pension options about, well, what does that even mean? So I'm going to have you talk about that a little bit more.
Sure. So in the retirement benefit side of things now, so after we've dealt with kind of the income side and the payout side, right, now you have your 401k, which you've been saving through your entire career.
Right.
And in some cases, not so much in the private sector, but some companies still have them, more so in the public sector, we have our pensions.
Right.
And so you have to deal with this in two ways. The first is the savings 401k component, right? That's a bucket of money that's yours. You've saved, the company has hopefully matched or added to, and it's been invested in earning you some money.
And I'm going to pause you on that. And just for our listeners, the 401k is the one, that's the one where they're pulling it right out of your paycheck.
Correct.
They're putting that in, you've decided what fund it was going to be in, and they've been matching it. That's
correct.
Your money.
Yep, your money. So when you look at the 401k side, when you leave any sort of company, you have a couple options. You could leave it there and let it sit there and invest, or you could roll it over into another sort of, either it's a new job with new employment or an IRA, an individual retirement account. Now, when we talk about rollovers with individuals, you first want to know that you're rolling it directly to an account, not to you, so we can avoid taxes there.
Yes, please don't cash a check that has your name on it that came from your 401k account unless you have talked to your financial advisor. And even then, why would he say to sign it? But go ahead, George.
Correct. You want to make sure that it's going institution to institution.
Yes.
So that's a big piece. But then on top of that, now it's not sitting where your company had offered you some investment options, and now you get into the world of the IRA or multiple different types of investment options. And that's a really big, overwhelming piece to a lot of it, where now I have this bucket of a few hundred thousand dollars at least, and I need to make this last my lifetime. So what do I do? Right. So that we talk about rolling that over to us here at Crystal Clear Finances in order to manage that, get it on a specific investment that works for you, that's diversified, that's not too aggressive, too conservative. And we've had this conversation
many times before,
right? So that's one piece. But the other piece that I want to touch on too, especially for those in the public sector, is any sort of pension plan, right? And so when we think about a pension plan, a lot of that is either offered in the form of an annuity, which just means a monthly check paid to you for the rest of your life, or also potentially a lump sum that you could roll over.
Right.
Now, that's an entirely different conversation, because
Huge.
We have to know. And again, I know some advisors in the industry who will just kind of say, hey, roll it over and let's talk about just hopefully managing this for life. But that's not necessarily the best option. And so with your pension, we have to look at how much income it's providing you.
Mm-hmm.
What are the taxes on that income? And what are the options you have upon passing away, right? Some pensions are a little bit different. Most of the time, if you're married, there is some sort of what's called joint and survivor option, meaning that your spouse could get half or three quarters or the whole check after you pass away. But we have to talk through all of those details. There's a lot of different options. And I'll just say this, every single employer, and I've done this with countless people over the last 7 years alone, there's been so many conversations here. Every single employer is different.
Yes.
And so every pension plan is different. And that's why even just sitting down and having the conversation is really, really important.
Well, George, a lot of what I've seen over the lifetime of Crystal Clear Finances is there have been individuals that come in and they are doing this well-meaning. Oh, their heart is so in the right place. And they say, you know what? I'm going to take the lump sum. Look at this big number. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a life insurance policy. And then that way, when I die, even though there'll be no more let me rephrase it. It wasn't the lump sum. It was the largest payout. That's what it was. The largest payout. It's going to cover just my life, but it's okay. I'll take some of that large payout and then I'll buy life insurance. And then that way when I die and my large payout every month stops, then they'll have enough life insurance there and they'll live happily ever after. But George, I've run the numbers so many times. How much do you have in life insurance? And you know, you and I are big proponents of life insurance and we believe in legacy and it has its place, I believe, in every portfolio. But if I'm doing that and saying, okay, I'm going to take this $200 extra a month and put it towards life insurance. I ran the numbers the other day for a gentleman who was going through another one of these packages and he realized that the amount he would be able to put into a life insurance policy would only end up with about $300,000 for his spouse. And he realized that is not going to last her lifetime.
Yeah.
And I think those are the things that when we hear, oh, just take the largest payout and just get a small life insurance policy, your spouse will be okay. As a woman, I'm seeing other women that are being left when their husbands pass away early, because usually it's the man that passes away first. Now they're left with, yes, a couple hundred thousand, which sounds like so much and so big, but really it's not in this day and age.
Yeah.
And so it's really one of those things, George, where I feel like every person needs to make sure that they're making the decision that's right for them and for their loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other thing too, I get this a lot, is you look at, for instance, the pension, right? And you have the opportunity to take in the monthly check or take the lump sum. And I had this a week ago looking at, I want to take the lump sum and then go purchase an annuity, and which is, again, a monthly stream of income. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to go that route. And a gentleman had approached him in the financial world and said, hey, I can get you this product. It'll guarantee you blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you do realize that the pension is an annuity that you can guarantee income for life. You don't have to take this money out, go pay somebody their commission to go get you what the pension was offering you. So again, every company's different. They're not all the same, but we at least have to understand all of the options that are out there, because it's a very overwhelming time to look at a retirement package and go, what are the best options or the best decisions I need to make? And I just want to tote this real quick because this goes back to our menu of services at Crystal Clear Finances, right? One of the most common, and the reason why we've packaged it this way, and you can check it out on our website, the retirement transition and tax plan, right? This is a plan for individuals. You don't have to have money being managed by Crystal Clear Finances. You don't have to buy an insurance product from Crystal Clear Finances. The retirement transition and tax plan allows for this conversation. And then on top of it, puts a plan in place that is designed specifically for you to be able to know that I have done all my homework. I've put this in place. And not only am I looking at this transition and making sure that all of the benefits are taken care of, we couple it with tax. Yeah. And now I'm going to do a tax projection for you as well to make sure that not only has every decision been made, but the taxes are all planned for, that you can have the most efficient transition from work to retirement.
I love it. I just want to stand up and cheer, because this is such a great way. You know, we talk about being a fiduciary, George. We talk about the fact that in the financial planning world, you don't have to be a fiduciary. That just rocks my world right there. I'm thinking, how can you not be?
Sure.
But the fact that we're fiduciaries and being able to say, you know what? You don't have to roll over that money to me for me to give you good, solid financial advice that you can feel confidence. And that's why we go back
100%.
To it. It's confidence for every decision.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things, I just want to make a little caveat on that, because I have seen some individuals say, you know, I am still going to roll over the lump sum, because they were nervous about the strength of the company that was offering the, yep, the payout. They said, oh, I'll offer you an annuity. I'll give you a pension stream. And they're like, we see you closing so many shops. I don't trust you'll have the money even though. Yeah. So, but again, George, I think that goes back to what you said about putting all the facts on the table. You've got to look under each rock. You got to look at each component so that you can say, yeah, we thought this through. Yep. We know exactly what we're doing. Let's start moving forward together on it. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I want to, before, you know, we've got about 5 minutes, I want to talk a little bit just more about the 401k, because a lot of times individuals would say, well, why don't I just let it hang out here? Mm-hmm. And I'm always a big proponent of saying you need to be the one in control.
Yeah.
See, when a 401k is set up, they set their own choices of what people can invest in. But when you can roll it over to your own IRA, I'd like you to talk to this. It opens up the whole world of opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about control, right? So you do have the option to leave your 401k with your former employer. And that's fine to do if you don't mind the investment options. I think even bigger than investment options, however, is just like the 401k maybe gives you 10 to 20 investment options, mm-hmm, they also typically only give you 4 to 5 ways to take your money out. And right, so you have to think not only about how is this money going to be invested for the rest of my life, but how can I access it, mm-hmm, right? So some companies say, well, the only thing you can do is roll it over. So you have to roll the whole thing if you're going to take a distribution.
Right.
Other companies say, if you want to take a distribution, maybe you can only do it 3 times a year. So right, you better plan out when you do it. Or otherwise, you have to go down the route of I have to take out installment payments and get on a schedule.
Oh, goodness.
And again, no control, right? So I look at it to say the investment options is big, right? The world of the IRAs, the individual retirement account, when you roll money from a 401k to an IRA, now you've gone from 20 or so investment options to potentially thousands, right?
Right.
And that can seem a little daunting. However, the reason why it's important, though, is because now you can get sometimes greater diversity, mm-hmm, and allow for your portfolio to grow a little bit better and be more diversified. But it also gives you that control to say, I want to get maybe more specific in some of my investments and not, mm-hmm, just have the broad categories. But I like the healthcare sector, the technology, utility sector,
right,
fill in the blank, right? I like the blank sector.
Yes.
I can now go and get that in my portfolio where I couldn't have that specificity in my 401k. And so the investment options is key. But then again, going back to how can I access it? The second piece is the IRA is, as it stands for, individual retirement account. It's yours.
Yeah.
It's your account. You call up Crystal Clear Finances, give me a call. I do it all the time. Say, hey, George, I need $5,000, $10,000 right out of my IRA. Get you a check in a couple of days, done. And it's right there. Or we can electronically transfer, right?
Right?
So it can happen really quick. And so my point is, it's about control, to your point. We have to be able to say that this money that I have and you've saved and you've invested and now it's yours, you need it to retire on. Let's get it to a place that is in your control. And I think usually most of the time that is outside of your former employer.
Exactly. Well, George, I'm looking at the clock and realizing we've got to bring this to a close, but I want to thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I want to thank our listeners. You know, there is a lot going on in the world today. There's a lot going on in the economy. You don't have to do this alone. I know that finances can be complex and it can be overwhelming sometimes, but we want to come alongside you, provide you insight and guidance so that you have confidence that, yep, this is exactly right for me. It's customized for you. So if you are ready for that type of advice, if you're ready to have a team that come alongside you and help give you that confidence, then give us a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.